listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
It is Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Brad Powers, Steve Fezzik in for RJ Bell here on SOV. And we will take you all the way up until 7 p.m. Eastern time here on Fox Sports Radio. Bunch of news out there, a bunch of stuff in the works. We got NBA, we got NFL, and we've also got boxing. Brad Powers, you are a college football, you are an college basketball expert. Steve Fezzik, you are an NBA, also an NFL expert. But when the news is big enough and the fight is big enough, it gets everybody to talking. And right now, after trading barbs on social media over the past couple of days, Floyd Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao 2 is the topic of discussion there in Vegas.
Yeah, and Jonas, we've got some odds on this. And believe it or not, despite all the the back and forth on social media between Pacquiao and Mayweather, Mayweather's, as far as being, you know, Manny Pacquiao's next opponent, not the favorite. So odds came out a couple days ago. Odds to be Manny Pacquiao's next opponent. These are from Bet Online. Errol Spence Jr., not Floyd Mayweather, the favorite to fight Pacquiao next. Right around a minus 150 favorite, you got to bet $150 to win 100. Then, not Mayweather, Amir Khan, right around 3-1. Sean Porter, also right around 3-1. And a couple days ago, you could have gotten Floyd Mayweather, to odds to be Pacquiao's next opponent, 20-1. However, after the little back and forth last night on Instagram and Twitter, Floyd Mayweather's odds to be Pacquiao's next opponent have gone from 20-1, Jonas, down to 4-1, but still three guys ahead of Mayweather as far as fighting Pacquiao next.
All right, so Fez, what are we doing with this? Are we jumping all over this already? Are we gonna dive right into this? Or are you gonna wait until you see something specifically before you take advantage of the market and screw everybody over?
All I do is provide winning advice, Jonas. I do not screw anyone over. No, I wish it was that easy. Let me emphasize, winning is not easy, especially when insider information is so important. If you're going to bet this, who is Pacquiao going to fight? You really need the inside information. So I would argue it's certainly not bettable. What is bettable, however, is should Pacquiao go ahead and fight Mayweather, what will the odds be? And Brad, we've got some numbers on that, right?
Yeah, a couple different books actually put these odds up already. If there's going to be a Mayweather-Pacquiao rematch, Jonas, right now Mayweather, the clear favorite, minus 200. Got to bet $2 to win a dollar. And that put, as far as a percent chance, Fez, right around 65% chance as far as Mayweather being a minus 200 favorite.
And what was interesting to me is, let's go back in time here. Let's go back to April 2015 when these two fought, and Mayweather was a minus 225 favorite. So now, 4 years later, what the marketplace is saying is that the distance or the difference between these two fighters, not quite as great. Pacquiao has a better chance.
And that makes sense, Jonas, because what in the heck has Floyd Mayweather done in the last 4 years? He's fought Conor McGregor. And really, I thought he underperformed in that fight. I mean, guys in town, Fez, correct me if I'm wrong, thought that was one of the easiest bets in the history of Las Vegas as far as betting on Floyd Mayweather against McGregor. One of the, I would, not easiest, I shouldn't say that, but as far as one of the cheapest prices to bet a winning ticket, correct?
And I'll be honest with you, sorry to interrupt, Fez, but I'll be honest with you, just watching the fight, I gave McGregor legitimately four rounds. I'm not kidding. And that's coming from a Floyd Mayweather who shut out Juan Manuel Marquez, who's going to be a Hall of Famer one day. He's one of the great fighters in this era, and he's wiped out virtually everybody and shut them down, and I thought McGregor got four rounds off him.
Yeah, and what was interesting is I attended a party with that fight going on, and
I was there,
and there was wise guys, you know, Brad, throughout the city, and I've never seen so many unhappy people at a party after the first couple rounds of that fight who could not believe the tens of thousands of dollars they were going to lose on a sure bet on Mayweather when he went down after the first couple rounds.
Jonas, you could have heard a pin drop at that party. These are guys that have some of the biggest bets of their life, and they're on Mayweather because they thought it was so cheap. All the people from Ireland came in and were betting on McGregor. They want to take the underdog, and Mayweather's price was so cheap throughout that day. But in the, after a couple, the first couple of rounds, there was some of the most nervous people I've ever seen, Fez.
We had jelly in the belly. We were real scared.
Can I tell you a conspiracy theory? I said it after the fight was over. I think Mayweather carried him a little bit. Not all the way, but I think Mayweather carried him a little bit because I think Mayweather had the over on rounds. I said it after the fight. I said it. If you just watch the fight and you watch how he was taking over, and Floyd Mayweather even acknowledged that he placed a wager on himself, a big time wager on himself, not so much to win, but there was some stuff out there. And one, if I remember correctly, the over under on rounds was at 8.5, if I'm not mistaken. And I think Mayweather bet on himself to take the over in rounds. That's what I think.
I wouldn't doubt it. Mayweather's known.
Why wouldn't you?
To have a bet or two on not just boxing, but a lot of sports, Fez.
And really, that was the only concern of the guys who were betting on it. Let's face it, we got a guy that's 49-0 fighting other boxers, and now he's fighting an MMA guy. It's almost like the world's chess champion is playing the world's backgammon champion at chess. I like the chess player, and he was only minus 450. Just as long as that fight was on the up and up, there was just no logical way that Mayweather should lose that fight, and of course he did not.
And I thought Doug Gottlieb said it best after the Pacquiao fight on Saturday. Doug Gottlieb said, people that say they're not going to pay to watch Mayweather-Pacquiao 2 are the same people that say they'll never fly an airline again. Get out of here.
yeah, pretty much.
You absolutely will watch it. You got nothing else going on, or you'll be up to speed on everything, or you go to a bar where they charge $5 and it's a two-drink minimum. You're going to watch. Everybody's going to watch, and if it happens, you know, we will dive into that at that point here. Again, Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is a brand new era of basketball. That brand new era of basketball, guys, belongs to the LA Clippers. The introductory press conference for Kawhi Leonard and Paul George was earlier today in Los Angeles. And here was Clippers owner Steve Ballmer, just a very, very subtle tone, not overly excited, talking about the new arrivals.
I'm pumped to say hello as Clippers to Paul and Kawhi. Come on! Come on! Get up! Come on, get up! If you're psyched as I am, get up! We got two guys who I am so excited to have. Two guys who are tough. You watch them play, they're tough. I love the toughness. Two guys who every year have gotten better. Every year. Look, I'm inspired by that. Work, off-season, off-court, work.
So there was Steve Ballmer. He sounds like somebody who's hooked up 24 hours a day to a tasing system. And when you just press the button, it just gives him a jolt. Like he is all fired up, but as they should be, and Brad, they should be, because this is historic what the Clippers are going into next season in the NBA.
Yeah, Jonas, I didn't know if I was listening to Steve Ballmer or a promo to WrestleMania 5 between Macho Man and Hulk Hogan. But this is historical, at least for the Clippers. For the first time ever, And these odds go back to the mid-80s as far as future odds. Who will win the NBA title for the first time in their organization's history? The Clippers are your preseason favorite to win the NBA title. Right around, if you shop around books, 4-1. Bet a dollar, win $4. If you think of Clippers with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, bring home the first title for the Clippers, Fez.
And how exciting is it with the Lakers, the number two choice at 5-1? David Stern was once asked, if you had your druthers, who would you see in the NBA Finals? He responded, I'd like to see the Lakers playing the Lakers. Well, how about the Lakers against the Clippers?
Western Conference Finals. Listen, there's an excitement out here. There's also a little bit of bitterness from Laker fans. I feel like, quote unquote, they got played. But that being said, I still think it's going to be a fun watch all throughout the course of the season. Let's not pretend like the Lakers came up short. They've still got Anthony Davis, and they've still got LeBron James. So to see those duos pair up against each other, and they're in the same building, I think is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, no question about it. And considering what the LA basketball scene's been the last five,
yes,
6 years,
no
historically
kidding.
Poor for the Lakers, I think it's a win-win for the NBA, no question. And I thought it would have been good for us on talk radio, talking an all-time super team had Kawhi went to the Lakers. But I think from obviously a parity aspect, I think the league is much better having a bunch of duos instead of having one super team with three all-stars.
Well, yeah, and honestly, like I said this past weekend, when people are talking about, you know, the international teams and the U.S. basketball team and who's going to be an invite and who's going to play, and like, you know what this super team era has done in the NBA? It's make me not care about these international teams, these USA basketball teams. Back in the day when the Dream Team got together, Larry Bird teaming with Michael Jordan and Patrick Ewing and all these great players, it was awesome to see all those guys on the same floor together and on the same team. Well, that's today's NBA. So, like, what's the incentive to want to watch international basketball when you get super teams in the NBA? I like the idea of them spreading it out a little bit. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
There is a situation developing in the NFL. Now, I found it to be a little bit comical. I thought it was a little bit funny. But Jalen Ramsey, the all-pro cornerback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, he arrived to Jaguars camp earlier today, and he arrived in the back of a Brinks truck. Here's the audio.
Y'all know what time it is. This man covered so good, he finna have his own cell phone service. The man's so good, they finna give him his own jail. Called Jalen Collins, because these receivers are on 24-hour lockdown. If you check his pocket, he got 8 master locks in his pocket. They're on lockdown all season. The man, the myth, Jalen Ramsey.
Y'all know what it is.
Rockman, yeah, that's him.
I know it,
man. It's time to get this money.
All right, it is so cornball and so cheesy that I'm willing to accept it as funny. All right, because it's so over the top that I think he even partway through was like, God, this is a really dumb idea. And and there's some people out there that are very bothered by it. Well, he's just making a mockery. I mean, come on, man. Like, have a little bit of a sense of humor. It's okay. The guy showed up in a Brinks truck. I give him credit, Brad. At least he showed up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, compared to what we're hearing for Ezekiel Elliott, Le'Veon Bell last year,
his own teammate, Yannick Ngakoue, didn't even show up. He wants a new contract. So at least Ramsey showed up. He's at practice. He's there.
Hey, we like it here at Straight Outta Vegas. It's all about styling and profiling, Fez.
And it's nice for a Jacksonville team that suffered through a 5-11 year with horrific quarterback play with Bortles and then Kessler to have its swagger back. I've never seen bad quarterback play impact a defense as much as Jacksonville's team last year.
And so the thought here, and this was, you know, in thinking about this as it happened, his agent has already told him, don't expect a contract extension this year. So Jalen Ramsey shows up this year. This is the fourth year of his rookie deal. And then they've already picked up the fifth year option. So they've really got control, Jacksonville does, the next 2 years. And then they could just place a franchise tag on him afterwards. So it's kind of a similar situation that Ezekiel Elliott is in. But Jalen Ramsey is one of the best at his position. So where do you guys have him stacked amongst cornerbacks in the NFL?
Well, Jonas, I'd like to say I've got like a top 10 list for each and every position in the NFL, but I don't have it for cornerbacks. He's certainly a top five. And, you know, surprisingly, though, that still only means he's worth about a half a point a game. People think, oh, you know, these guys are worth a touchdown. And as it turns out, any non-quarterback in the National Football League is worth less than 2 points to the point spread line.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.